Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Westside LA Podcast Tuesday morning show, airing on Wednesdays, apparently. This is one of your three hosts, Ryan, introducing the show this time. We did a pretty good job last time, so hopefully if you listened, you've got a pretty good idea of who we are and what we're all about. We're still feeling things out. We've got a couple of great new porn reviews for you today. And I'm going to say fuck you to Tequila Time. And I'm going to change the name to Drink of the Week. We're just going to have a Drink of the Week now. Every week it'll be a different one. This week is Moscow Mules for no other reason than I just started making them and they're delicious.
Meanwhile, Vlad, I'm drinking champagne.
Vlad's drinking champagne.
Morgan's the designated driver today.
I'm the designated driver, and last night was my birthday, so I did my tequila rounds.
Happy birthday to Morgan.
It would have meant more something if you were there last night.
Yeah, I did.
Hey,
like,
whatever.
Ryan was there.
I told you why I wasn't there.
It's okay.
You were tired.
Okay.
No, because I got the shits.
Oh!
I got sick last night.
How did you get diarrhea?
I have no idea. I had eggs in the morning. I had a chicken Caesar salad for late lunch, and then I had a midnight frisée salad.
It's a frisée.
You think it gives
guaranteed
you the shit?
Frisée is like the thing that shouldn't really ever be on the planet.
I mean, it's not a real frisée. There was no bacon in it or anything. It was just that kind of lettuce.
I know. That lettuce.
That
for
stuff?
Some reason, yeah, I can't.
Really?
Yeah, it just gets me.
But I love that
Does
stuff.
Does it give you the shits?
No, it doesn't give me...
I love it. It's one of my favorite things. And it was especially good last night with some homemade salad dressing. But, you know, besides the point, the fact is that as a result of, you know, my having to stay near a toilet at all times, I don't think I could have made it out to Hollywood last night. In fact, I might have to interrupt this podcast at some point to go take a shit. It's been happening like every 20, 30, 40 minutes.
If you have to go poop, we're not going to let you. And you have to go in that trash can that's in the corner of the room.
I will shit on you.
Do you want to know something? Last week we discussed using a tennis ball holder for pooping in. And I think that in the current...
Or like a Pringles can?
Yeah, like a Pringles can. But I think when it's all liquidy, it's...
This stuff, it actually, I could, if I needed to, I think I could be pretty accurate with it, because it doesn't just come out like normal poop.
Comes out sideways.
No, it like shoots out like a cannon.
Disturbing.
Like a fire hose.
I mean.
Stinky fire hose. Hey, could I get some of that,
Well, I think since we're on poop, this would be a perfect segue into Morgan's new segment called Spicy In, Spicy Out.
Yeah.
Spicy In, Spicy Out.
I'd like to discuss the gastrointestinal tract of the humans that we don't really think about, but it happens to each and every one of us. So I've come across this.
Send us $20 if you agree with this premise, please.
Yeah, I mean, it's a universal fact. So here's the deal. When one eats spicy food, it has to come out somewhere. So what happens is when you go somewhere, you get your burrito, your taco, you add the spicy, you're like, yeah, that tastes really good. Then you eat and you're like, I need some more spices. Then you're adding on the spice and then your whole insides are then storing it. What 2 days later, a day later, it comes out. It burns. It stings.
There are consequences.
There are consequences. So if you were eating this burrito and your butthole was tingling, you'd think twice about it. You'd think twice about that tikka masala. I know, but it's really good when you think about it, the taste, not the other taste.
Not the other way.
Not the other way.
Thank God assholes don't have tongues. I agree. And
some
actually,
people tongue assholes.
I think we should take this segment to the next level. I think we need to develop it. I think we should each try like some spicy ass food at some point and give a review
of the poop
of how spicy it is coming out.
Well, somebody has to eat just like the standard spicy Cheetos.
I wonder if there's
is
certain
spicy
things...
Cheetos.
I mean, those kind of hurt me.
I feel like that spicy is kind of an illusion.
The spicy Cheetos.
It seems spicy,
it's a synthetic
spicy.
When I looked it up on the internet, there was a lot of people talking about the Cheetos. I think it's probably a common. I can't believe they're allowed to even sell that. If it burns your asshole when it comes out, like, just no one like realizes. Like,
it's like putting a match to your butthole.
Yeah.
Hey, you know what? I think Americans need to be pushed a little.
Literally.
In terms of the spiciness their asses can handle.
Yeah.
For a while, when I first started eating, like, Indian food, like, for serious, I got some serious shit went wrong inside of my tummy.
Yeah.
Like, immediately afterwards sometimes, too. But lately, you know,
your body's
I've gotten over that, and now I just get the spiciest stuff on the planet.
I mean, that'd be a pretty good invention if somebody made some kind of, like, spray that, like, oh, no, I ate spicy food last night, but it's like Axe where, it, you know, you spray it on your butthole, and as you're pooping, it neutralizes the spiciness.
Like a localized anesthesia?
It's like milk. It's like milk concentrate, because you know how if you're eating spicy food, you always want to have, like, a Ben Lassi or some kind of, like, you know,
I think if you have to put cream on your butt to go to the bathroom, you shouldn't be eating it.
No, actually, it should just be a spray.
I hate to change the subject, but it's pretty related, and I don't want us to get too far away before I bring this up. But I suffer from this chronic condition that I've called chappy butt, and I'm still not.
Please tell us more about your chappy butt.
I'm still not entirely sure what causes it. I think it's like sweat or walking around a lot, chafing, just like chafing in the butt crack, and it turns into this horrible like chappiness. It's the only way. Thank you, Vlad. It's the only way I can describe it, really. And I came up with this invention, and your spray bottle of local anesthesia designed specifically for the sphincter reminded me of it. And I call it the chap wedge. It's just like
a... Hold your butt up.
It's like a wedge of cheese. It's like a chunk of like chapstick, but shaped like a wedge of cheese that you can just kind of...
feed in your
lubricate
butt.
Your ass crack with, and I don't know if anybody suffers from this.
Oh God, no!
You've never experienced what I'm referring to.
Just hairy asshole syndrome, but that's about it.
Man, I do. I think I have a more voluptuous buttocks than you two, though. I'm pretty sure.
I don't think so.
I think I do from cross country.
From cross country, you're sitting in your fucking studio all day long.
Yeah, that's true. That didn't help either. It developed padding and all this stuff that most people, I think, don't have. I'm sure all those fat people out there, I'm not fat, but somebody out there knows what I'm talking about.
But what's terrible is you get older, you're just going to have more and more problems then. I'm sure there's plenty of asshole problems. Oh, fucking Christ. Just like last Tuesday.
Did I derail this conversation, or can we get back to it?
No, I think it was good.
It was good? Okay.
We were talking about everything from explosive poo to spicy food.
And also, I think we need to eat some spicy fucking food to really take this segment to the next level.
Yeah, we got to do some double-blind tests.
All right. Is there some segue we can start right now without me, so I can start making these Moscow mules for everyone?
The next segue is going to be into your topic. Before we started the podcast, Ryan was on the topic of wet dreams. So please give us your insight on...
No. It wasn't wet dreams. I was talking about wetting the bed, like peeing in the bed.
Well, wet dreams is pretty much the same thing.
Vlad, it's really far away.
Urine and semen are two different things.
Yeah, it's very different what causes those two things. Although I guess they are... Well, for me, when I was younger, a lot of it was about... I would have to pee really bad, and then my incredibly accurate imagination would sort of create this scenario of me running into a bathroom and finding a toilet at the last minute. And then I'd be peeing in this toilet, and then I'd sort of wake up and I'd be pissing in my bed. And so I'd be like, fuck it. And I'd have one of those, like, go back to sleep and try and get back into your dream situations. You know what I'm talking about?
Like, yeah.
Where you're like, oh man, that was a really great dream. I'm going to try and get back. I'd be like, wow, I'd really rather be back in that urinal peeing than in my bed right now. Mm-hmm. So that almost happened to me last night with taking a shit because of this shits thing, like the diarrhea. I had the same kind of dream that I had when I was, you know, whatever, 6 years old. And I was like...
This happened. You shit in your bed. You're just not telling us all the details.
Believe me, I would tell you if I shit the bed. I would be proud of this. But I didn't. But I did have a dream where I had to shit really bad, and I found a toilet just in time, and I sat down to take a shit, and then I woke up having to shit really bad.
Oh no. If there was like a 2 second delay on that, imagine what would have happened.
Imagine what would have happened.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what imagine what would have happened.
It would have been the stuff that came out would have never come out of my bed. It would be there right now. I could have gone. You could go check. It would be there right now.
Call up the housekeeper. Hey, I got something for you.
I would never. I would never put Paula through that.
I mean, that's what they're there for. Well, speaking of wetting beds, let's talk about jizzing in a bed. Let me tell you a story about the time I jizzed in my grandma. I had a wet dream in my grandmother's bed.
Vlad, you just said, let me tell you about the time I jizzed in my grandma.
Well, sorry.
You just said that.
Yeah, I stumbled some words as I hit the microphone.
Yeah.
So my grandparents, they were out of town. They were like on a cruise or some shit like that. And
Do you need me to adjust the microphone
shut
for
up,
you?
No. So... they were out of town, and I was living at home at the time, and I got really pissed off at my parents, and I was like, you know what, I need to go somewhere. So I'm like, I'm going to go stay at my grandparents' house because there's no one there. So, you know, I go there, we have the keys, you know, have a good night, I drink a bunch, and then I go to sleep. And then in the middle of the night, you know, you have one of those dreams that you're fucking some bitch, and then you're like, oh, it feels really good. And then you wake up, and you're like, holy shit, there's wet stuff going on over here. Me being really lazy, I just kind of...
Vlad, how old were you?
I don't know, like 22. So whatever, I just slept through it. Didn't really think much about it because I was lazy. Then in the morning, did nothing. Just made the bed and left.
Man, it happens.
Yeah, I mean, I was shocked. Because,
I definitely
you know.
Think there's wet dreams don't happen when there's regular orgasms. I think it takes sort of like the body's natural way of sort of getting.
You don't think it is the way of natural body?
It's the body's natural way of getting. Well, I'm not a doctor or anything, but I think it's the body's natural way of getting it out, you know? And
What a waste.
It
could have been used on a.
So
many potential candidates.
The lesson to take away from this is if you're going to go stay at your grandma's house, you should have an orgasm before.
Well, I had one the night before, you know. I didn't even know, you know. I thought I was on check. For me, it's just like the curse. It's like, you
really,
know.
Really, Vlad? See, that's fascinating. So that you've just proved my theory wrong.
Well, in this particular situation.
You know, I think actually the last wet dream I had was about.
Talking to the microphone.
I think I was. I think the last wet dream I had, I was around the same age, actually. But it was just like a really, really, really hot fucking sex dream. It was like super, super hot. It was a girl I had a crush on for like ever. And like, it was like, there was barely, it was I like, there was barely even any sex going on in the dream. It was just like so hot. My brain had just come up with this like scenario that was so sexy that, I just jizzed in my, I was in a sleeping bag and just came in my sleeping bag. I woke up and I was like, whoa, didn't even have to jerk off. This is awesome.
Yeah, no, I wish I could control it more, being like, hey, you know what, tonight I don't want to have a wet dream.
Really? You wish you could just jizz on command? Actually, it would, that doesn't seem so bad at all.
It'd be super great, super awesome.
Just like you're really bored at work. And you just go to the bathroom.
No, but you wouldn't even have to. You could just do it.
Just in your pants.
Well, you'd wear
a condom.
That'd be awful to wear.
Or if somebody gets pisses you off at work, you just like walk by their keyboard really quickly. Like, before you open the
fridge. Is that the sound it makes for you?
Doesn't it for everyone?
No. That's what it sounds like when I fart, usually.
But yeah, no, choosing on command would be great, though.
Yeah, imagine all the fun you could have with that. No, nothing you wouldn't get arrested for. Yeah. Vlad jizzed in his grandma's bed.
It happened.
That happened.
You know, that's the least worst thing that's happened. So.
Oh, God.
Yeah. So I think we should move on to our next segment that we had quite some positive reviews on, which is Video of the Week. And once again, this Video of the Week just also happens to be porno video.
Hey, you know what? Hang on right there. Turn my fucking air on chair around and put the computer there so we can see this. Because
super cup beer on the floor. Oh, champagne. Jesus.
I thought that was you making that noise.
No.
Damn it. This is week two, Vlad.
This is why you shouldn't be allowed to carry things around in your hands.
Oh man. At least the
give them a backstory and well.
Well, that was not a sound effect.
Ryan, explain to my spilling problem.
Yeah, Vlad's nickname is Sippy Cup because I've never seen anyone spill quite as many things as Vlad does. It's really pretty miraculous. Like, it doesn't shock me at all that he just spilled that champagne on my couch. If we ever do edit it into one of the segments in the last recording of our podcast, Vlad spilled an entire pitcher of mimosa that I had poured.
By my feet, though.
Vlad, I put it on the ground, and you lied down on the floor next to it. But I didn't put it next to your feet.
Wasn't that on the floor, though, before?
What are you talking about?
Okay, it's irrelevant. Mistakes are made. We're not going to cover spilt milk, except in this case.
What are you talking about? You just told me to give you to give him a breakdown of your problem. And that was a perfect example. Spilled an entire bottle of champagne on the ground.
The video Vlad is about to show us is called Cocaine Doesn't Make You Good at Sex.
Oh.
I mean, we're just going to start off with...
All right, make it big and don't leave the fucking mouse in the middle of the goddamn video.
Okay, so...
Nothing pisses me off more than that.
This guy's eating this girl out.
Yeah, he's eating her out.
She's really doing like the splits.
Okay.
Sometimes trying really hard to be sexy. I eat this bitch.
Oh, you nasty boy. Nasty boy.
Take your shirt off, bitch.
Wow.
Stick it in there, bitch.
Yeah, bitch.
She's just really intense.
I like that.
She has really nice titties.
Fuck me. Yes.
Oh, wow.
Shit.
Squirt her.
Oh, that was.
Ah, that looks like it would hurt. He's really going after that ball.
A little complicated.
That's not just cocaine.
Finally, we get it.
They don't look like they're having that bad
that
of a
noise
time
is
at all.
Pretty brutal.
Yeah, that was.
Oh my god. She sounds like Nicki Minaj.
Her boobs are bouncing like two basketballs.
I'm not into fake boobs, I don't think.
Yeah, really?
Oh god, it's getting all over the couch.
Wow. She is beating the shit out of her own pussy.
She's like,
oh my god.
That guy's shaking his head now.
Oh man, they're editing through all the times that she's done that.
Just commenting.
Ooh, I like that.
Yeah, you like that?
Yes.
Epic whore trick is a countdown. And she sucks on a finger? That's an epic whore trick. Oh,
that's just getting
whole. Whoa.
You're dumb.
She gave him like a death stare at the end.
You're dumb. You're dumb.
Wow.
Thanks, Vlad.
All right.
I feel enlightened again.
She really wanted that. She was going for it.
See, it's like was I said before, there are girls out there that do.
Do you really think cocaine was involved
in that?
No,
of course, but like, I mean, I don't know. Like, I've never seen a go-getter like that before.
Yeah.
No, I mean, cocaine, I think that definitely was in play in there because, I mean, she was pretty, usually girls.
Well, it's in the title of the video.
What does it say below that?
It says, not since the 2005 release of One Night in China have I seen a woman with such fucked up misunderstanding of eroticism. She grunts like a pirate with stage 4 throat cancer, pisses all over the place, and has a finishing act that'll make her head hurt.
She's like the Cookie Monster of female porn stars.
Okay, you know what time it is? Besides that, I can't find. There we go. Church bell. It's time to finish our drinks out on our hands. Ryan just poured himself a mimosa.
All right.
Meanwhile, I have the leftover champagne and beer.
This is a Moscow Mule.
Well, down it, bitch.
Vlad, I'm not going to tolerate that kind of language from you. That was me slapping Vlad in his face with my cock.
No, that was me. This is me cutting Ryan's cock off.
That was Vlad attempting to make some sort of epic comeback with his super special soundboard and failing.
Okay, so since we were on topic of love and
my
love
dick
making,
is not a bicycle horn.
Sometimes I question that.
Yeah, like you know.
I know what your ass feels like. I just smacked it earlier today.
That's true. Vlad didn't, and by the way, Vlad didn't smack my ass. Vlad, like, gently caressed my ass.
He was just standing right in front of me, dude. You're practically just shoving it in my face.
That's what pedophiles say when they talk about touching children. They're like, if they didn't want me to touch them, then why are they there all sexy and little kid-like?
No. You're apples and oranges right here.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I don't think so. I think you look at me like John Wayne Gacy looked at 8-year-olds.
How's your dating life been, Morgan?
This is why we do this podcast once a week.
My dating life?
Morgan's dating corner.
Well, I've been busy the last little bit, but I've been waiting for this girl to get back. She went away up north, and you know, I've been a little bit nervous to text her, but I texted this new girl named Molly, and we'll see how that works out.
But the
love of my life, Eileen, is still, she's gone.
In Tennessee?
No, that girl too.
Did he tell the story about the Tennessee chick? Oh yeah.
Yeah, she left. She disappeared.
But now we're all bummed out.
No. It's good. It's overall, I've also decided I'm changing what I'm emailing out. I used to say, hi, my name is Morgan. Initially, I was, hi, my name is Morgan. Would you be interested in going out on a date? But I've changed that because hi was like, I think, putting away.
Vlad is now tearing off pieces of tissue paper and putting it into his empty bottle.
Because I'm listening.
You haven't torn the label off yet.
So he will.
Fuck you.
He will. He attempted to. He attempted to already.
Oh, he started?
Yeah.
So, yeah. I think I have hope. I'm in a good place.
Hey,
I think
lack of.
With dating.
We all have hope.
Yeah. Well, I didn't have hope for a while. But at my at the birthday, my... I'm debating on, I don't know what to call her.
What do you mean?
She's my ex.
Well, she's not your girlfriend.
Yeah.
Was she your girlfriend before she wasn't your girlfriend?
Yeah.
Then she's your ex-girlfriend.
That sucks.
Oh.
We had this whole discussion yesterday.
Facts.
We should call them just friends.
That's girl talk right there.
Yeah.
She could be your friend also.
The only friend you need with me is my cock.
Yeah, but I'm...
What?
I'm making progress. I'm making progress, but I'm still... Yeah, still screwed.
Oh.
Well, that was me drilling into somebody, but.
That was a drill? I thought it was like.
Hey, drill, motorized, screwdriver, same thing. Screw, drilled.
Hey, Ryan, can you pass me that bottle of champagne, please?
No.
It's just so complicated to climb over the hook and everything while you're.
Oh, you're such a dong. All right,
thank you so
hold
much.
This.
I appreciate it. So, Morgan, have you been contacting any random girls?
Yeah, maybe I should text one.
Oh, actually, I meant to talk to you about your current tactic of just sort of a well calculated line.
Yeah.
You might want to rethink it.
Well, I think
because
so
I forgot
too.
To I forgot to mention to you last time. I heard me commenting like, "Oh, wait, I have an idea," and then I just never sort of told you. But the way I often approach things is I'll just look for something to make fun of in their profile. And if you can't find or if that's not your ultimate goal, then you should find something in their profile to kind of playfully comment on. Like if they like Harry Potter, be like, "Hey, you
like Gryffindor?
Where did the sorting hat put you?"
something to. Yeah, I'm with you.
Because I'm in Slytherin.
I'd like to take
pussy.
I'd take my magic wand and cast spells on you.
What happened was, is early on, I started to like write stuff, and I got more denials than I, with having like a simple thing to say.
Uh huh.
It's turned out much better. My odds of
it seems like if you go for something off the bat that you can maybe carry on a bit of a conversation with, yeah, instead of just like
straight up, would instead you be of just being like going on a date,
yeah, because then you're putting a little extra pressure. You got to start with like, "Hey, you're stupid for liking this," or "Hey, I like this too. You're cool. Hey, I like your style."
So, I think Morgan's dating corner. Do you have anything else to comment on?
You know, I think it'll be good.
You should take my suggestions into account and report back.
With an update?
Yeah, try commenting on like stuff in their profile.
Wait, there should be like a degree of like, you should send out 10 different messages to 10 different chicks and then make each message from 0 to 10 on a douchebag scale and see which one of those works. Like, start off with, "Oh, hey, I think you're pretty. Let's go out." And then
10 degrees? That's
well,
too
10
many.
Different stages. Okay, fine. 5 stages. It's like, you know, see which one gets a better response.
Like 3. How's that? Like a dick face, like a really nice guy, and then a really boring, neutral person.
Should I read my profile to you?
Yeah.
Okay.
And you'll critique it?
Sure.
We won't just critique it. We'll make fun of it.
You'll make fun of it.
I'm not gonna make fun of it. I think this is great. I'm gonna read this in the first person.
Morgan's profile.
Morgan Gross's OKCupid profile, as read by Ryan Allen. "I was born and raised in Santa Monica, living in Hollywood now. I'm very curious and fascinated with the world and loving discovering new aspects of this city."
Oh, yeah.
"I really enjoy traveling. The son of a doctor and a nurse, my grandmother calls me a prince. Looking for a partner to explore and grow with. I'm a filmmaker, editing and producing various forms of media." That's what he's doing with his life. And he's good at it. Okay. "I'm really good at making people laugh, walking and talking, then listening. The first things people usually notice about me, that my t-shirt is inside out and I'm smiling."
Morgan has this thing where he wears all of his t-shirts inside out because he thinks they're more comfortable. And if you try a shirt on inside out, he's right.
I have never noticed this.
Oh, my God. It's huge.
Favorite books, movies, shows, music, and food?
All of them.
I like bicycling and hiking around L.A. Random adventures to other places.
That's
a good generic one. Okay, this one is the six things I could never do without.
Mm-hmm.
Air, water,
mm-hmm.
food,
mm-hmm.
family,
yeah,
friends,
uh-huh.
and love.
Oh.
I like how love came last.
I know, realistically, sex would come first.
I guess you need air to live.
Yeah, I prioritized. I thought it was like, well, you can't live without air for a little bit.
But it started off like you took that question extremely seriously.
Yeah, and then
it's like, because you forgot toilet paper, if you're going to think about it that long.
Toilet paper you can live without.
Okay.
Like, hell, you can.
Have you
ever tried using a newspaper?
Hold on. I'm not done yet. We don't want to take all day. We'll go back to things afterwards. I spend a lot of time thinking about space, airplanes, motors, cars, computers, the int?
Internet.
Oh, the internet. Oh, is it got that? Nope, it got deleted. Some of that. Okay, the internet, how things work,
uh-huh.
where we came from, and where we're going.
Yeah, it's very esoteric.
Oh, that's good. Okay, on a typical Friday night, I am out with friends, home, work. Those are the three typical Friday nights for Morgan Gross. The most private thing I'm willing to admit, I'm kind and giving.
Are you serious?
Uh-huh. Oh, that's not very private. Yeah, I think you said those things earlier.
A private thing is like, I have a really weird growth next to my cock.
My dick points to the left. I am looking for guys and girls, guys who like girls, girls who like guys, ages 21 to 31. Ooh.
Oh, quite some range.
Well, they got to be old enough to drink, and then...
No, they don't.
Yeah.
And they have to be young enough to have kids. near me. And looking for new friends, long-term dating, short-term dating. What does short-term dating mean? And activity partners. You should message me if you want someone special. Okay.
I think my favorite part about that was that you're like, son of a doctor and a nurse.
Yeah. I think there's a lot wrong with this.
You should have said a family of doctors.
I think it's sweet and kind.
It's very sweet and kind. But I think you should be a little more, like, just maybe a teeny bit more sarcastic.
A little bit more badass. Hey, Morgan, it's like...
More badass?
Well, like, no, I'm really
you
good badass. At...
You're like, I have motorcycles.
I like motorcycles.
Yeah, you have two motorcycles. That's pretty big. That could
also
be...
your favorite books, movies, shows, music, and food section is a little bit half-assed.
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to, like...
That's just things you like to do.
I like Radiohead.
Well, yeah, you know, that's a tough thing to do. I remember when Facebook first came out, like, listing every band I ever liked. And you always forget, like, a billion of them.
Who gives a shit? No one ever reads it. They just see a huge paragraph.
No, because that's what I like to comment on when I read someone's profile. I go to their music and I'm like...
you're a fucking musician.
I'm like...
No.
That's fun stuff to comment on.
It's a commonality.
Like, oh, you like the movie Brazil? I love that movie.
I just copied and pasted from IMDb's top 100 picks.
That would result in the worst selection of movies.
Is that what you wrote?
No, I think it just doesn't mean shit. Such an information overload. Everyone's got all these bands. And I don't give a shit. Everyone always posts about, like, hey, guess where
I
ate last night? Hey, I just took a shit at the fucking Marriott. Here, take a picture, upload it online.
I want to know if someone that I'm propositioning likes Justin Bieber or not. I want to know that. Who gives a fuck? Well, I want to know if they like them ironically. It's a good conversation starter. Anything to start the conversation. Like, you listen to Katy Perry, huh? What about that song Last Friday Night? That was pretty cool. Rebecca Black in the music video.
Nah, she's going to die. I mean, she's just the one hit wonder. No one's going to give a shit about her anytime soon. I mean,
Katy Perry?
No, I'm talking about Rebecca Black.
But that's not really a hit. That's a joke.
Meme.
That's like a huge joke.
She made money off it.
Yeah, and she wound up in a Katy Perry music video, but like you don't even have to say it's a one-hit wonder because it's not really a hit.
I disagree.
Like the Macarena was a hit.
No, the Black except the different hits, YouTube hits nowadays.
You're mistaking the word hits for a hit song.
I'm gonna hit you with my balls.
The scary thing is I believe him.
No, wait, Brian, you said you wanted to take off your pants earlier today.
He was caressing my feet.
I wasn't caressing him, I was tickling.
What are you talking about?
Caressing.
I was not tickled at all. It was very gentle what you did to my toes.
Because you have gentle feet. Then dirty. A little bit.
Yeah, I know. He noticed that my toes were filthy, and then he grabbed one.
Only the fourth one.
He knows which toe. I forgot.
So, I mean, Morgan, I think you should also include that you come from a family of doctors and then get more detail as to what kind of doctors
you're at.
Hey,
he said his mom is a nurse.
Well, yeah, medical
field. I'm not going to be like, yeah, my grandfather, he was a proctologist.
Why not?
Because...
Isn't that what you just said?
Yeah,
I mean, we're talking about how important the whole fiery...
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with being a proctologist. No. I'm going to get prostate cancer someday.
It's just stinky.
True.
I mean, because you know when you smell things, you're essentially tasting it with your nose. So, like, if you're smelling a bad smell,
don't ever say that again.
It just got
me really... No, because I was thinking...
And that's also completely... That's false.
Mm-mm.
You're not tasting...
Yes, it is. If you smell incense and then taste it afterwards, I guarantee you there's going to be a huge discrepancy in the pleasantness of those two experiences.
No, but I'm saying it's as if you're tasting it with your nose because the receptors in your nose are
actually
absorbing the molecules.
I get it.
Sending the electrical signals to the brain.
I have to say, when there's a stinky smell in the room, I avoid breathing with my mouth, even though you can't smell it with your mouth.
Yeah, but then
I smell it with my nose.
Because you are sucking
because it feels like you're sucking it into your lungs. Because when you breathe through your mouth, you don't smell any of that shit. I just don't believe that premise. I believe that smell, it plays a role, but it is not tasting with your nose. Taste and smell are two different senses.
I clicked on a different tab by accident, and I was surprised.
What did you click on?
Vlad just entertained himself.
I do that a lot. I'm a party of my own. I think this is a perfect time to move on to the segment next.
You think it's a perfect time?
You fucking cock. It would be a perfect time to segue into the porno of the week.
The porno of the week.
Oh, the piece they
porno
just
of the week.
So this first porno of the week was contributed by Morgan, and it is just called the Little Midgets.
Oh my god.
So without further ado.
We don't have to watch all of it, but mainly the first beginning and part's the best.
They should have called it the Lollycock Guild.
No,
it's a guy. He's dressed up like a gangster.
He's smoking a cigar.
And he's wearing a pinstripe suit.
He's standing next to her. She's
she's like the perfect height. That dwarf has nice titties.
It's usually distorted.
Yeah, and she kind of looks like Jamie Presley a little bit. Like her face. Because Jamie Presley kind of has that sort of like Down syndrome-y. I mean, she's hot, don't get me wrong, but it was kind of like a fluke kind of thing. She looks like she was inbred in the South, and she just kind of wound up luckily looking super hot.
But she still has all her arms and legs.
This looks like Jamie Presley's like
Is he still smoking
dwarf,
his cigar?
Ugly sister.
Yeah, so he's still smoking his cigar.
What would you be doing? You're getting sucked off by a dwarf.
Because she looks like a centaur, but just like the front half of the centaur when she's standing. Like she's got some kind of
a
weird.
Are you trying
posture
to say centaur?
Yeah, centaur, whatever.
I like centaur.
I like it too, but that's not a word.
Hey, listen, I'm Vlad,
you can skip through it.
Vlad, when did you move to America?
20 years
ago. He still has his funky hat on. Yeah.
Wow.
You can keep pumping through, literally.
Is that an ass?
Yeah.
It's very, very unusual.
Like he still has his cigar.
I'm pretty shocked. I've never seen anything like this. It looks like you could really throw that thing around, though, while you're fucking it.
Oh, you put the cigar in there.
He put the cigar in the dwarf's pussy.
Wow. Now I have seen everything.
And now he's smoking the cigar again.
I wonder if it tastes
I was not expecting that.
She looks like she has regret.
No, she looks like she's having a great time. Oh, he's putting it back in.
Oh, he's fucking her with it. Not the lid end.
Yeah.
That's dangerous.
Oh, now he puts it back.
Is that dangerous?
Yeah, that sounds pretty dangerous.
Like it's going to burn her?
Well, funny you should say lit cigarettes and assholes.
Yeah, that's...
Is that funny?
Imagine if they put that on the warning label.
Don't stick into a woman's vagina.
Do not.
God, I feel like I was watching a Oompa Loompa.
Well, I brought that in for you, Vlad. I thought that would be the
Vlad,
best
Vlad, what
one.
Did you think of that?
I don't know, man.
Vlad is speechless.
I'm speechless. I did not find that exciting whatsoever.
Yeah, midgets don't...
The cigar part was hilarious. It's just...
I mean, aside from the cigar and the pussy, it is kind of just a dude dressed
it's
like
normal
Al Capone.
Sex, yeah.
It is normal sex. Now it would have been a lot more entertaining if he... I mean, come on, look, she probably weighs like 80 pounds.
If he like bowled with her afterwards.
Hold the... Do some midget tossing.
Yeah.
Just hold her by her legs and like spin in circles as like her arms are like flailing around and stuff like that, you know?
Or made her jump on a trampoline while he just sat there smoking his cigar.
Or pick her up with like one hand and stuff like that, you know? Like, because you could do that sexually.
Embrace the midget.
Yeah, embrace the midget, whereas she's just
getting pounded.
Yeah. Yeah, nothing exciting.
All right, so how do we score this one? I'll give it one boner.
out of how many boners?
Well, we each get one. We're like Siskel and Ebert.
Yeah, but
and
is it like 1 to 10?
A third person.
Or, so only two boners?
No, like Siskel and Ebert. They had two thumbs up. That's the maximum. We have three boners up.
Okay.
I'm going to give it one.
I'll give it a boner up.
You're going to give it a boner up?
I'll give it a boner up.
I won't give it a boner up, even though I brought it in.
Oh, Morgan's going to... He's reconsidering.
Yeah.
No, we have to hold our standards pretty high.
Yeah.
I just really, really, I'm giving it that score because the guy was dressed like a gangster.
That means it'll be...
It was very creative.
Can you go back to the beginning, bud?
Because somebody came up with that. Do you think they were laughing when they came up with
it?
Or
stone.
Can you go to the very, very...
I think they were stoned.
What's the first...
Hey,
that's the first
we've
frame.
Got a midget really? For you. Oh, well, can I dress up like a gangster? Well, sure you can.
No, see, look at her. She looks like the front half of a centaur.
What are you talking about? Like, all humans look like the front half
midget.
Of a centaur.
I can't take the midget anymore.
Okay. Well, then it comes down to point number two.
I believe she's a dwarf.
A little person.
Okay.
Dwarfism is like a legitimate thing. But we don't have to go. We don't have to go straight into the next one. What did we score the last one?
Which one?
The one we just watched. You know, with that.
Oh, that was the video of the week.
That was the video of the week. But we need to rate it. We need to give it its score.
The cocaine video.
I'm definitely giving that one boner.
Definitely that one. But I think this one deserves a.
Just because it's a funny. It's a funny limper. Boner. You're giving that one a
I'm
halfie?
Giving this one a limp. No,
oh, you're giving
a
that one a halfie. So we give it 1.5 boners. All right, what about the last one, though?
I'll give the previous one a boner.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Because I'm giving that one a full on.
Morgan, are you beginning to get more comfortable with the kinky world?
No.
I mean, I'm certainly not going
to
masturbate.
Hey, man, I brought in a midget today. I was trying to help you out.
No, you did a good job. You did good. I gave it a.
Hey, guys, can you excuse me for a few minutes?
Why?
Well, you know, I got a little midget on my screen.
You just said you weren't into it.
Well, you talked me into it. Hell. And there's some tissues right there.
You give in to peer pressure
so easily. So, do you guys have anything else to say about that?
I think we're midgeted out.
Okay, so this next one I brought in.
We're gonna go straight into the next one. You don't want to save it for a little bit? I got to go to the bathroom.
No, but it's a sec. Oh, well, let's finish this segment really quickly.
No, there's gonna be
a serious sense
of
urgency.
Okay, go to the bathroom. Well, that gets. What, can I go have a cigarette then, or?
You can do whatever the fuck you want.
Well, might as well let this play Sarah out. Okay, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back with more porn of the week. Motherfuckers.
And we're back to the West Side LA Tuesday podcast. I'm Morgan. I'm here with Vlad and Ryan.
Yeah, I mean, we don't really need to reintroduce ourselves, right?
No, we're back.
We're back.
So, okay. We're going to continue our segment, porn of the week, and... this next porno was brought in by me.
Let's leave the porno until I'm drunker.
Why?
Because then I'll laugh harder at how ridiculous
it is.
Yeah,
but hold the porn for the next episode.
You just play them all in a row.
Yeah.
And also, the video of the week, there's one video of the week. Or they're all just porn reviews.
No, but it's two different segments. One is video of the week, and this is porn of the week.
There's no reason for that.
Yeah, but we get a vote on this video of the week, on this porn of the week. We're going to choose between midgets
all right,
and
I video. Really, I'm sure anyone listening to this is just as confused about what Vlad's telling me as I am.
What is that?
It's crazy.
What is?
What you're suggesting.
What?
What? All right, so there's a porn of the week and a video of the week?
No, there's a video of the week and the porn of the week. We did the video.
That's
of the
what
week.
I just said. And then you said no to that.
The problem was, is Vlad brought
That's
in a porn.
That's exacerbating
his,
the problem.
Right, he brought so in a porn for his video of the week. That's the problem.
All right.
I don't think that was a problem. I think that was great.
It's great, Vlad.
No, they're all going to be pornos. No more video of the week. No more porno of the week.
Oh, fuck.
We'll just play fucking pornos.
Change the show to porn of the week.
And we're back to the West Side LA Tuesday podcast. This
your porn of the week.
What's up, Ryan? How are you doing? Ryan's packing away the hookah. Morgan's sitting down. And outside, there's plenty of construction going on because Ryan's suit is being re-fucking surfaced. And you could feel the steamroller.
It's kind
of
nice. It's like a back massage.
Yeah, somewhat. I wonder why they call it a steamroller. No, but not the vehicle, the term in pornography.
What is it in porno?
I don't know. Let's find out.
I don't think it is one. I know a steamroller is one of those, like, pipes.
So I couldn't find any steamroller porn, but I did find plenty of Cleveland steamers.
Good Lord.
What are you drinking? Cleveland?
I'm drinking Moscow Mules. Nothing to do with Cleveland.
Their locations. You know?
All right. If you really break it down, they are both things that exist in the
in
world.
Yeah, they're locations. So anything.
They're fucking nouns.
Oh, yeah. It was like the other noun. Silly.
I'm in deep concentration right now prepping this hookah.
The last hookah was great.
Yeah, see? Okay, so... how many of these are videos of the week?
No, we got one more to watch, which is my porno of the my contribution to porn of the week. But
can the other ones be my pornos of the week?
I have one that I could say that you.
They'll just all be the porn of the week. Actually, I want one of mine to be porn of the week, and one of mine to be the other video of the week.
Okay,
can we do that?
Yeah. So, yep.
I kind of like the idea of making the names of the videos completely arbitrary.
The science video of the week is...
Yeah, the science video of the week was definitely the inside cam on the inside of the pussy.
Yeah.
That was really funny. As when you see a video of a penis ejaculating into a pussy, like...
the other way.
From inside... It really is shocking.
It's lit. Like, there had to been, like...
Yeah, they had, like, a lighting crew in there. The huge pussy.
There was that Joan Rivers badge. That's pre-lit. Because she's such a camera whore.
Yeah, she's bleached the inside of her uterus so many times.
It's like a bounce card.
That beeping is going to drive me insane.
Drive me insane as Ryan's not giving us his full concentration.
The construct. What are you talking about? I'm not the only person in this room. Talk amongst yourselves.
Vlad and I shared an office under siege from construction workers, so we're pretty immune to it. I'm immune to it.
I have mixed feelings.
Verse beeper backer upper. Verse beeper.
Should be a rap song.
Reverse beeper, beep, 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 get on it.
The trucks
get
go,
on beep, it. Beep, 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 get on it.
So, since something's happening, I guess I'm going to just take out my balls. Morgan looked away immediately.
Things I don't want to see. Things I just...
We're men. We have nothing to be ashamed of.
Are your balls away or are they out?
Nobody wants to see your fucking balls, Vlad.
No, they're in. They could be out. In a moment's notice.
A guy walks into a bar. He says, ow.
Okay. Oh, lame.
What did Cinderella say when she got to the ball?
What? That's my new favorite joke. I have some terrible racist ones.
Thank you, Charlie Visnick, for that. I have to give you credit.
I only have awful racist jokes. Which some of them are pretty funny.
No.
Well, like all of them.
Racist jokes, let me tell you why racist jokes aren't funny.
Why?
Because everyone has heard all of them.
But you have a couple that you haven't heard.
Maybe like two.
Vlad, give
they
us
They really
give
aren't
us one
any
of your
more
jokes.
Though.
Give us one of your jokes.
Have you ever heard of Ku Klux Knievel? He tried jumping over 50 black people with a steamroller.
How is that racist? That's not really racist.
All right. Vlad,
that's
give
just
us another
you're
one.
Just talking about a guy who's racist.
Give us another one, because that one wasn't racist.
You guys didn't find that funny?
We know you've got a better one.
More, it was almost inept.
Okay, what do you call a bunch of black people in a shack? Antique farming equipment.
All right, I've heard that.
But
they'd be in a shed. They get really bad. But everyone's heard them, so there's no point in saying them.
They're so good. They were pretty funny, though.
Like last week when I said the N-word, it was because that's what a black guy said to me. He called me his N-word.
Yeah, that's the context of how you use it.
Yes. Now I'm not as comfortable saying it because it hasn't just happened to me.
I mean, he called you a nigger.
And he looked... at me, so he gave me the funniest look. Oh, I'll never forget it.
Let's not talk about what happened last week.
Ah, I loved it, though.
Just repeat.
Repeat.
Okay, so me and Morgan, before we got here, we went to Bay City's sandwich shop.
Oh,
and
man.
By the way, goddamn, that parking lot is fucking incredibly full. Dude, the lines are long and all this other shit. Either way, so Morgan and I, we take a number and are waiting for the deli to order our sandwiches. And five numbers before us is these two, you know, rich girls that are just there getting some food. And as they're ordering a meatball sub, they're like, are the meatballs warmed? And the guy's like, nope, we don't warm meatballs. And she's like, why not? And the guy's like giving her this look like, what the fuck, you know, we just make our sandwiches, you take them or leave them, you know? Well, whatever. So they go on and do their own thing. Then my number gets called and I order a sandwich. And then the same ass bitch, she's just like, oh, look, that sandwich is already here in the pre-made sandwiches. And then she points out to that. And I'm just like looking at her and I'm like, what am I going to do? You know, that guy already started making my sandwich. I'm just going to stop. You know, I'm just going to say, fuck him and go grab the sandwich and just walk towards the door. And I'm just like, you know what? Don't worry about it. I already ordered. And what I should have done is just looked her square into the eye, said nothing,
And then when she had eye contact, just said, rape.
Yes, because you wouldn't have gotten arrested for that at all. Sippy cup strikes again, by the way. Vlad just spilled his drink all over himself and onto my couch.
Stop giggling. He wants to do more. It's careful, careful, careful.
Vlad is now sitting on a couch.
Oh, my God, I spilled some more.
He's sitting on a couch, spilling a drink on himself and toying with his microphone stand, which we can all hear. And he won't stop breathing into the mic.
You're just sad that you're not as good of an audio engineer as you come off to be.
Really? That's why I'm sad? I think it's because I'm dead inside from all those hookers I murdered.
What's dead is those toenails.
Oh my God, Vlad.
Well, I mean, I should be not speaking at all, considering I'm
this should be.
But I never cut my toenails.
This should be. This should be the Vlad says things that are retarded hour.
I got a text from a girl.
Oh, okay.
But also, I should point out that all toenails are dead. That's just what they are. It's like hair.
Which is what made that joke very clever.
Oh, is it? I can, because I think it's what's made it not a joke.
Okay, so Morgan, what does your woman say?
This is a new girl.
This is a shocking new update.
Beep, 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 beep.
It's just in.
It's just in. So here's the story. I go, hey. I asked her,
hey, what's up?
Hey, what's up?
Fuck you.
Want to go on a date?
I'll bring you a war you won't believe.
So she's like, so I sent her my message, and she immediately responded with, sounds great, text me, and gave me her number, which is a fairly rare thing, but this is good, I think. It's a sign that she's...
Her legs are open.
Okay. And so her name is Molly. So I said, hi, Molly, it's Morgan. Would you like to come to Hollywood on Thursday or Saturday evening for dinner?
And that's the last, that's it?
That's what I sent her.
So
I sent
her that was the last. Oh, and then I sent you have her a that response
in,
to that.
At noon today. And she says, hey, Thursday would probably work better.
Oh, that's not good.
You don't think so?
No, that's, no, it's, that doesn't matter at all. All I'm saying is that place, a man. Part of the reason that the whole, like, one line call me thing doesn't work so great, or wouldn't work so great in my mind, is that because eventually you have to meet them.
What?
And you haven't had a conversation yet, except for, hey, let's meet up.
The scheduling of the meetup. But we've seen each other's profile.
Yeah, I know. But, you know, if I had read your profile, which I did, I don't think I'd know that much about you.
Yeah, you do. You know I like motors.
No.
There's
a lot of subtlety to the creature that is Morgan Gross.
Yeah.
And I think you have to really pour your soul out a little more.
A little more? He already poured out his soul.
I poured out my soul.
No. Your soul, I'm sure, consists of more than five paragraphs. Or five sentences, I mean.
I'm not the best of writers. I mean,
yeah, that's true, but I mean, that just goes
to... Way to put him down.
That just proves my point a little bit. I'm not putting him down. I'm just giving him friendly suggestions.
Facts of the existence. No, I think that overall this is a good success. And the girl's, I think, kind of cute.
I think it's a great success. I think this is going to be one to take back to
Kazakhstan.
Apartment
number. She didn't mail it? Why am I getting all these texts now that I can't deal with?
Well, you have to pick her up too?
Huh? Oh, no, I don't think so. I think she can come to Hollywood.
Oh, so fucking hot right now. It is so hot
it's
in
still
here.
Still not as bad as last week.
No, yeah, last week.
I don't
week
know.
Was way
I'm
worse.
It's very unpleasant in here.
Yeah.
Drink your Moscow Mule that I made for you.
It's delicious.
That has. I know it's delicious. I told you to drink it.
I mean, it's no gin and tonic, but it's definitely... Why don't you like gin and tonic?
What makes you think I don't like gin and tonic?
Because you're not drinking gin and tonic right now. Instead, you're drinking...
I have gin and tonics for next week.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Oh,
I have awesome. Everything we need for them.
I think it still needs...
By the way, I make the bombest gin and tonics on the planet.
We need to have more tequila involved, because tequila makes us crazy.
Well, it makes things a little sloppier.
Slightly.
Yeah, which is kind of great. But also, you know, I've only had two drinks today. And Morgan's you have so had like a couple.
Yeah.
And Morgan's stone sober. We're far less entertaining when we're sober.
Morgan's just stoned.
Stoned sober.
Stoned is not so good, I think. Stoned kind of brings it down a little bit if you're not cross-faded.
Yeah.
Morgan is extending his hand out to God. What's the satellites? So his text message gets sent from the dungeon.
Yeah, apparently he doesn't get service down here. AT&T doesn't get service.
Yeah, AT&T blows
in Santa Monica, which is crazy.
Those fucking animals.
You know whose fault that is, though.
So what do I send back to this girl?
What did she said Thursday would be now better?
So I gotta.
Then you say that sounds awesome.
Right, yeah, let's watch a movie at my place.
No, then you say that sounds awesome. Dot dot dot. Yay! Exclamation mark. Just do
I'm
it.
I have to agree with Ren on this one.
Then I have to.
And then you have to do a little emote penis. It's number 8 equal sign pointy sideways triangle gifs? Thingy.
You like equal signs.
Hey, Thursday would probably work better.
Oh, I get it, Vlad. You're a dick face.
Great. Great.
You only have one equal sign. I have at least 1.5.
Oh, that's sad. Were you born that way?
No, the doctor fucked up when I was getting circumcised. You asked.
I didn't hear that.
Like no, what if you have
I'll hear it again when we listen to it.
A split penis?
It's a squid penis.
It's like where the fuck did that come from? A squid penis.
Do I wonder
like
to come
a tent,
to my
like
house?
Tentacles? You mean, or like the which part of the squid are you talking about?
Do I want
like the part with a beak?
Should we yeah. meet somewhere?
Huh?
Do I want her to come to my house, or should we meet somewhere?
Oh, see, if you ask her to come to your house, that sounds a little rapey.
No, not rapey.
No, I've had success with that though.
Just say, well, let's meet at my house because it's a good meeting point because it's in the center of everything.
No, it's say you have to meet in a crowded public area and tell her that there's a passcode.
Wait, and also tell her that
the passcode is sure is nice weather we're having, and then the response has to be
wow.
Fuck you, bitch.
And also tell
those are the secret words.
Wait, yeah.
Tell her by
like spies.
Law. You're obligated to tell her that you're on a registry list of some sort.
A registry list?
Oh yeah, tell her that that you're arrested, that you're a convicted sex offender, and that you're listed on a Megan's Law website.
Things not to do.
No, that's intriguing. It makes you mysterious. Like, ooh, what did he do? did he touch a little boy?
Stop.
Did he pee? Did he pee in public?
I know, it's so...
Did he have sex with an underage girl while he was underage? No, you know if a 15-year-old has sex with another 15-year-old consensually and they get caught, however that would happen...
I think it's both rape or...
No, it's you're a sex offender.
Yeah, if you pee in public, you're a sex offender.
Yeah.
Well, if the cop is
and those people get put on those websites... If you get caught...
Speaking of which, let's find one of those websites. Let's find the sex offender.
You want to find a Megan's Law website? All right, let's find someone in our neighborhood.
Okay.
That'd be a good interview.
Because so
that's what we are.
Okay, cool. Search for
great.
Sex offenders. I agree.
So
you, just
far,
put, you just said great?
So far.
No, that sounds great.
Oh, that's...
Yeah, that sounds great. Because then it's like a whole phrase that you're saying. If you're just like, great... Think of how many ways you can say that. Great. That's great.
What's your zip code?
Wait, this Friday is First Friday on Avid Kinney. So if you guys want to like do something fun. Oh, no, it's not. That was last Friday. I live at Beep, 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 Beep Road.
It only found 3. I don't believe it. There's more.
Really? I don't know. It's kind of a nice neighborhood.
Find a, what's it called, the application for your phone.
I'm not putting a Megan's Law application on my phone, Vlad.
Why not? I mean, I'm still trying to figure out what to write. I've got that sounds great, exclamation mark.
That's perfect.
Yeah, but I got to figure out whether I, let's try to just send that now.
Rate by force, and he's only rated a yellow out of between green, yellow, and red.
Really?
Yeah.
He's only one step above someone who peed in the street.
He's one step above the guy who fucking forced oral on somebody. What is a green? I'm curious.
A green?
Yeah, because it's
rating. All right, what did this guy do?
Sexual battery.
That's a green? That sounds like a technical term for rape to me. Ugh.
All right, let's look up.
It's like, oh, rape, that's a green.
No, apparently.
What's rape is the red like you murdered them
no,
too?
No, red is the worst.
Green. Yeah, I know, but how much worse could you get?
Rape with force and threat, and he's got a green.
Rape with force and threat?
Yeah, not or, with and.
And that's green?
That's a green.
So, like, how did they come up with this fucking rating system?
I don't know, but apparently it's working really well, don't you think?
Look it up. No, I don't think it's working out well at all. All these people should be red.
It's called safety information.
Oh, really?
Blah, blah, blah.
Oh, yeah.
About us.
No, the one who forcibly raped people is clearly the safest of them all.
Statistics. Let's do some statistics. Well, it's good to know that California has 66,000 and a half offenders.
Ow.
Columbia, 899. Georgia, 105. So Georgia is the least rapiest state of them all. And then Wisconsin's
really?
Pretty bad, 20,000. Missouri, 14,000.
No, that's just because it's not rape in Georgia.
Florida, 56,000. Wow. Florida comes in as number two. And you know what? I must say, I'm not surprised. Okay, I think we should move on to porn of the week.
Again. Oh, my God.
So I brought in this next porn
so
of the week.
So many porns of the week.
And this one's very special. It's called Girl Tied to Wheel.
This should be sexually explicit video of the week.
And without further ado, I give you magic.
Whoa. Okay. So she's on like a spinning wheel. And she's being dunked underwater. And she's like, she can't move. She's like the thing that spins inside of a washing machine.
And she was down to the half of her body is submerged.
Why is that water so cloudy?
Hasn't been changed at all. And I like how the dominatrix is just squirting a hose into her vag the whole time.
Oh, yeah. The thing is, this one doesn't seem so bad because she really, really looks like she's loving it.
Yeah, she is. Like, what's funny is the guy who's in charge of the wheel that's like dipping it up and down, you know?
Yeah,
he's like, oh yeah.
He's like a face mask on. See, that's a eunuch.
Look at her. She looks happy as hell. She's getting help.
Whoa, and the water's clear all of a sudden.
Oh wow, she's been there for a while. Okay, oh.
Oh no, shaking her head no.
It was a head signal.
She paid for this.
You have to stay under longer if you want me to keep playing your clit, don't you, baby?
Hear that southern droll?
One, two, three.
Oh, there she goes. Back underwater. No. This is a scene from the porn version of Saw.
I'm speechless. I'm just completely speechless.
Did you have to? Did you put in like? Did you put in key terms for this?
How did you find this slide?
No.
Oh no, she couldn't take it. She wasn't under there for that long that time.
Not that time. Because usually when you search for something like this,
this is like sexy waterboarding.
No, you type. It's called water bondage, technically. I just wrote funny bondage in porn.md one time. And that was under it. It was called water bondage. And yeah,
funny bondage.
The Asians are really into that.
They're into bondage that makes you laugh, too?
No, but just involving water where the girl almost drowns.
If it's sexually explicit and funny, it probably is pretty popular in Asia.
Well, it's funny to me. It's sexually explicit to them. Because to me, it's just like, oh, my God. Like, how could you get a boner just looking at that? That's just...
Well, I just did.
Morgan.
Yeah.
What have you learned?
Actually, no, there's nothing really going on.
You know, I'm surprised. I'm really surprised about that video.
How so?
Well, first of all, the editing, I think, was out of order because the water was...
Yeah, clearly there's a continuity issue.
There's a continuity issue.
Video.
I'm calling flag on that.
I'm definitely going to comment on IMDb. what do they call it? Guantanamo bitch? No, Guantanamo babes. There we go. Really? Nothing? I thought that was pretty good.
Yeah, people are just
actually thinking, search for Guantanamo babes. It's probably a porno already.
Not
until I came up with a great name for a porno and it was taken already.
What was it?
Cum Dog Millionaire.
I'm not surprised whatsoever.
Oh shit. I'm gonna come. Come here.
Alright, so far it's looking pretty normal. I just came in her mouth.
Oh my god, she's sorry.
It's okay.
It's all over.
Everyone's laughing.
She can't. Oh no. Did not
stop.
Oh, they gave her some paper towels.
What did she eat? Oh man.
Oh my god. That's a wrap.
Wait. She's laughing and puking. Oh no.
Okay.
Oh. She. Oh, he blows a load straight in her mouth and she just starts puking and apologizing.
Oh my god.
And crying and laughing.
Hey, you know it's the only right thing to do now.
Oh my god.
Rub her face in it to make sure she doesn't do it again.
Oh my god.
Oh, she's still puking.
You don't want any water.
Oh my god, you poor thing. Well, that's some serious acidic bile.
Wow, you know it's bad when, like, the film...
Honey, it's okay.
No, you know it's bad when the filmmakers feel bad for them.
I really didn't want to. Look at all this. Now.
She didn't want... She really didn't... She didn't feel like puking right after getting
what did you eat?
A cum shot in the mouth.
Oh, she's pregnant.
Oh.
She's got to make some money.
She's going to go eat pickles and ice cream after
what
this.
What is all that? What did
no,
I
No, we got to shoot her first thing in the morning.
But all that is like onions.
Don't take a shower. Onion. You just puked on their
that
carpet.
Lunch is returned.
They're going to have to call Stanley Steamer. That's the name of this porno.
You want us to get you a doggy bag?
Oh, wow.
The funniest part was when she said she was pregnant.
But that was fucked up.
I thought the funniest part was when I couldn't tell if she was laughing or crying, and then she just puked and said she was sorry.
I'm sorry.
But after a while, she was just laughing, so it was all in good fun.
She was saving money for her abortion.
This definitely happened in Los Angeles.
Because of the Ralph's bag?
Well, yeah, and that and all that and that bag costs 10 cents, by the way. that and also it's a porno, so it's in LA.
Yeah,
fire and brimstone.
You'll be going
people.
To Las Vegas soon
it's
after
coming.
They pass the condom law, which I think is bullshit. I do not want to watch a porno where somebody is wearing a condom. That's the point of watching a porno. Is I want, you know, spunk being flying in all crevices.
Really?
Yes.
You know, I'd prefer them not to get AIDS. I don't really give a shit.
Yeah, but
that's
what the testing is for, and it's been done for such a long period of time without anyone getting AIDS. So clearly, the previous system is.
What about the person who got AIDS last year?
Yeah, but that's been a while.
And then gave HIV to like three people.
Yeah, but you know, that's a few rotten apples, man.
Oh, really? What about hepatitis?
Not my problem. I'm not in the porn fucking industry. I'm just jerking off to it.
They don't get paid good money for this shit either.
Well, see, that's a whole new genre of porn. It's like STD transfer. It's like, I have herpes. I don't.
I'm not going to start that website.
Hot or not?
I'm not a religious person, but I'm not going to do that. STD or not? That's how you know. That's how you know morality has nothing to do with God. Is because I don't believe in God at all. But I wouldn't do that because that's just totally immoral.
So the website
I can tell.
STD.
I can tell
not.
That that's crossing the line.
It's like, I'm not going to tell it that I have herpes.
Plus, how do you prove that? You could start a website called everybodygetherpes.com and just show porno clips and say they're getting herpes. You can't prove it.
No, but you have to show the boils from one person to the other. And the other chick has to be like,
really?
All up into it and everything.
What is hepatitis gives you boils?
Well, herpes does.
I didn't say herpes.
Well,
I said hepatitis.
Makes your shit look nasty, so.
I don't think you can see hepatitis until it's like actually killing someone.
Gonorrhea girls.
Look that up.
The next one of the week. Gonorrhea.
Look that up. God.
Oh God.
God help your porn browser.
Computer's like,
I just started using Google.
No, I can't.
Your computer is so sad, Vlad.
It's too.
Your poor thing. If computers could think, Vlad's computer would have shot itself.
No, I'm having trouble finding this.
Yeah, it's because it's not a thing, because not everybody's a fucking asshole. A sick, demented asshole.
Yeah, but I'm sure there's a whole market into that.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You're probably right.
Yeah. Oh, I'm definitely.
There's probably a market for consensual cannibalism, too. You down with that, Vlad?
Well, what I really want is...
Honestly, I am.
No, what I really...
Actually.
Not cannibalism.
If somebody's fine with getting eaten... And somebody really wants to eat someone.
Were you telling us about the guy whose penis got cut off and then they served it to people?
It was an artist that I told you that.
No.
Oh, geez,
okay, so
man.
Check this out.
What is this all about?
This one flamboyant artist in Japan or one of those Asian countries.
I think flamboyant might be a little bit too shit.
No,
like,
but he is flamboyant.
I don't think it, yeah, okay. Like,
okay,
you
he
mean
happens to be flamboyant. Fuck it, he's gay. It doesn't matter. So he
had his schlong surgically
removed.
Okay.
And he had his schlong surgically removed. And he had people bid on spots around a dinner table to eat his schlong, and the schlong would have been cooked by a world-renowned chef. So 10 people, they bid the minimum bid was like $60,000, like whatever, to eat his
penis. Sounds like this fool just needed money real bad.
No, but he's like apparently an artist. And he watched, like, they made a whole television show about it, and like he had this like famous chef come in and like fucking cook his penis, and other people like ate it, and they're like, yeah, it's chewy.
Did he... Were there any legal repercussions at all?
No, but I'm sure he hates himself.
He still doesn't have a penis.
He doesn't, no.
That's worse than
that's a repercussion right there.
Yeah.
Ugh. And this happened in Japan, you're telling me?
It's either China or Japan. It was in one of those two countries.
Find the article. I want to see this.
Artist cuts.
Ow. Artist serves own penis for dinner.
Japanese artist Mao Sugiyama serves up his genitals at a banquet. 22-year-old asexual artist, asexual being a quote, had his genitals surgically removed at a hospital.
It's asexual now.
He then took his frozen penis and scrotum home, seasoned and cooked them for 5 dinner guests. He had cooked his genitals himself supervised by a chef. According to calorielab.com...
They ingested 800 calories apiece.
Sugiyama organized a banquet dubbed Hamsible Century Banquet. Hamsible. Blah, 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 blah. Blah, 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 blah.
See that?
He charged for 5 dinners. Blah, 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 blah. He was a few days away before his 22nd birthday. And they don't have that part where his parents are talking to him and saying, "We're so proud."
We're just so proud of our son.
Who cut his penis?
For feeding his penis. for feeding his penis to strangers. It's just, it means so much. That's how you know you've made it.
I mean, hell, if the thing is, in Los Angeles, you cut off your penis. You know how many other cut off penises you're going to have to compete with? That guy's deep frying his penis. What are you doing with your penis?
Yeah, we get all gourmet out here. All right, now I'm done.
Okay, so on September 21st, 2002, three of the world's most prolific gutter sluts competed in the biggest gangbang of all time.
Hey, what's a gutter slut?
That's a really big slut. So the title is
particularly slutty.
Brazilian fucks 600 men for nothing. She took in 596 cocks, ended up with her vagina blacker than Bill Cosby's stinghole, and lost a $50,000 grand prize to become the Polish skag.
Wait, what was the last part? I didn't understand what you said.
It's three chicks competing to see who they can have more sex with more guys.
They're trying to be the biggest sluts on the planet.
It's on a soundstage. There's three beds. One's for Brazil, one's for Britain.
Whoa, no thank you.
One's from Ukraine.
Okay.
They got fluffers in
fluffers,
the back.
Fluffers, yeah. Yeah, they're real sluts. The one on the right kind of looks like a busted Jessica Alba.
Hey, look, they started.
How did they, like, test all of these dudes?
Craigslist. I don't know.
Craigslist doesn't do later. STD tests. Wow. She is absolutely plastered.
Man, it smells like dead fish here.
Whoa. Damn. This is just like... Actually, Claudia seems to be doing okay. Ukraine wins. She doesn't look... Oh, wow. Look how happy she is. She's like, fuck yeah! She's waving the camera.
I'm the king of the world!
No, yeah. And then it plays a little.
This is lost by 20 cocks.
Oh, she's so sad. She's really only sad because she didn't win. That's the only reason she's sad. Oh my god.
they're just crying right now. But
the one on the right is actually kind of hot.
Yeah, I know.
Who gives a fuck? I certainly don't.
Thank you, George Carlin, for putting me in my place. Well,
Morgan, what did you learn? I learned that 600 guys could fuck one chick for 50 grand.
I didn't know that was possible. I didn't know that could happen in a world.
You guys want porn star drops the N bombs? While she's getting white girl that's dropping the N-bombs while she's getting fucked by a black guy? Or do you guys want the biggest bitch in porn, the dumbest girl in porn, or the 10 worst orgasms ever filmed?
I feel like we got to space these out a little more.
I'm pretty porned out for a bit.
Okay.
I'm like exhausted.
I feel like maybe we should have another episode.
Yeah, we've been recording for almost 3 hours.
No, we haven't.
Yeah, look, we finished 2 solid hours. It's on 303 right now.
Yeah, how is that almost 3 hours?
So we've done 3 hours, 2 hours.
Yeah.
Okay, guys, thank you very much for tuning into the show. We had fun. See you guys next week.
Yeah, we got to bring it to a close.
Peace. Peace.
That was, peace, without a doubt, Vlad, the worst sign-off I've ever heard.
Peace.
Give me a better one.
All right, guys. So we watched like 4 pornos, got a couple drinks in, had quite a bit of dead air. One of us is completely sober still.
Yep.
I'd say this episode was a complete failure.
No.
But I hope you enjoyed us dealing with Vlad on this episode and his somewhat homoerotic antics. Vlad's shocked because I said somewhat. I meant incredibly homoerotic antics.
All right, thank you guys for listening.
What, nothing else? You don't have one special, like, you don't have another cock slap in your computer?
Only for you, Ryan.
Oh, again with the fucking bike horn.
No, me.
The clown nose.
No, that's the chew toy.
It's the chew toy.
That's what your balls sound like.
That's what my balls sound like? All right.
After I drew on them.
I hate the fucking soundboard.
It just needs new sounds.
That was the soundboard booing itself. Sounds like a Three Stooges episode in your computer. A weird, fucked up Three Stooges episode.
Okay, peace out, guys.